What the switch means, if anything, is unclear.
You're ready. And have a moment. Please turn on the sublimator. Have Samantha turn on the sublimator.
This is Donna of Donna and Honey's Love Motel, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street. You belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cochrane Media of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
On Monday, August 1st, tune in WGXC 90.7 FM to hear all sorts of creative community voices, including at 10 a.m. hop on the Afrosonic Taxi for a trip to Morocco. Then at 11 a.m., Brendan Donegan is playing favorites with Gang of Four, live from the WGXC Hudson studio.
The question is, when you're standing at a crossroads, what do you do? Real sweet, when a fork is in the road.
What do you do?
When the world is on your shoulders.
When the world is on your shoulders.
When your back is up against the wall.
When your back is up against the wall.
Come on.
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
You hold on.
You hold on.
And keep the faith.
And keep the faith.
Tell somebody on your row. Say.
Keep the faith.
Come on, tell somebody sitting around you, keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Come on, encourage somebody else, keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Come on, where do you look?
Where do you look?
When there's nowhere else to look. Where do you turn?
When there's nowhere else to turn.
Where do you go?
When there's nowhere else to go.
What do you do?
When there's nothing else to do.
You gotta remember.
You're in the Master's hand. And the Master has a plan. So hold on. Hold on. And keep the faith.
Faith, beloved, keep the faith. God bless you. Good morning. Good Sunday morning. Good last Sunday of the month of July, the seventh month of the year 2022. I think anybody could see, even Stevie Wonder could see, that this year is moving fast. Amen. Time is moving fast. It's marching on. And we're here to tell you, hold on. Don't let go. There's a bright side somewhere. We're saying, keep the faith. Keep the faith. No matter what you're going through, enemies come against you. Hard times, bad times, sad times. Ah, keep the faith. Hallelujah, beloved. I dedicate this song. I dedicate this show to everybody who's going through being challenged, being stretched, going through, going someplace, going through something you did not see, did not ask for, do not want. But I'm telling you, and I'm encouraging you today, keep the faith. Reading the headlines, beloved, and I see there's flooding in Kentucky, flooding in Las Vegas, and there are people who are, you know, going through, and why me, and why this, and how am I going to? But there's a word in Ezekiel chapter 47. And in that chapter, God gives Ezekiel a vision about this flood that's coming. It is the river of life. It's a river of the Holy Spirit of God. But, hallelujah, that river was bringing newness, was bringing water to the desert. It was bringing water to dry places. And I'm believing and praying, and I hope you'll pray with me, that people who were dry in their spirit and dry in their relationship with God through these floods will seek God for the help that they need to make it through, because he will come through. Keep the faith, my brothers and sisters who are going through the floods, the fires, the pandemics, the plagues. Keep the faith. Don't turn back on God. God won't turn away from you. He'll turn to you, help you get through. Have I got a witness, Mr. Martin Randall?
Amen. Yes, you do. And be encouraged, Brightside listeners, and be an encourager.
Amen, beloved. I'm telling you. And you know, yesterday I was seeking the Lord about the program for today, and all the songs that I kept thinking of were about faith. Then I read the headlines this morning, the stories about, you know, what's going on. And I'm like, thank you, God. That's what the message is for today. Keep the faith. We're going to be back with more about that after we play a few songs to minister the message for your heart, your mind, and your soul. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I'm telling you, don't quit in the dip. There is a bright side somewhere. It's right here, right now with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, WGXC.org. All the time online. Come on here, somebody. You can come and archive and look up any one of our broadcasts. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we come with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. In our lineup today, we have You Keep Hope Alive. That's a project by Church of the City. You Keep Hope Alive. Who keep hope alive? The Lord keeps hope alive. Springs up within my soul. Like a river of life to keep hope alive. Give me faith. You don't have it, ask for it. Give me faith. That's Elevation Worship Project right there. Stand in faith. Danny Gokey, believe for it. Sister Cece Winans. I got some rock on going on here today too. We're going to rock on a little bit. Bon Jovi even, keep the faith. Hallelujah. And then after that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. We have five songs back to back for 25 minutes of uninterrupted music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Here we go. You keep hope alive.
Days may be darkest, but your light is greater. You light our way, God, you light our way. When evil is rising, you're rising higher, with power to save, with power to save. You keep hope alive, you keep hope alive. From the beginning to end, your word never fails. You keep hope alive, because you are alive. Jesus, you are alive. Rising
Jesus.
Jesus, you are alive.
To soften my heart and break me apart, I need you to open my eyes and see that you're shaping my life. All I am, I serve. Give me faith.
disappointment. Can't avoid the delay. But I don't have to make feeling down and defeated the place that I stay. Gonna rise to the moment. Gonna speak to the waves. Gonna push back the doubt that keeps dragging me down when I can't find a way. Don't need to see. Seven in veins, and it's more than a feeling, and it's anchored in praise. And when it's the darkest, it reaches the farthest and opens the way. Don't need to see it, I saw you. Well, to believe.
They haven't seen what you can.
Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. I believe for it. That is Miss Cece Winans, and I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. We are listener-supported radio, radio for open ears. We got the music right here for the mind, the heart, and the soul. Yes, beloved, yes, we do. It's all about faith this morning, and we're going to be back with more about that. But right now, we have more music for you. After that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. We'll be right back. body. Keep the faith. Hallelujah. You know, beloved, I was reading my morning devotional today, and I said, wow, I got to share this one too. Actually, read three, but this is one of the three. And this one is found in the Our Daily Bread devotional, and it's written by Adam Holtz. He gives us a focus on the book of Philippians chapter 3, which reads in verse 12, I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Well, beloved, he titles his devotional, Make It Your Own, Dog. Make It Your Own, Dog. And this is what Brother Adam had to share. On July 11, 2002, the singing competition American Idol debuted. Each week, hopefuls performed their own versions of popular songs, and the viewing audience voted on who advanced to the next round of the competition. For those of you who didn't know what America's Got Talent is about. Okay, American Idol, rather. All right, so as one of the panel judges on the show, Randy Jackson, not of the Jackson 5, a different Randy Jackson, had this signature feedback, which was, you made that song your own, dog. He lavished that praise when a singer took a familiar tune, learned it inside and out, and then performed it in a new way that gave it a unique personal spin to make it their own. To make it their own was to own it completely and creatively and then offer it to the world on stage. Paul invites us to do something similar, to own our faith, hallelujah, and our expression of it. In Philippians 3, he rejects attempts to earn right standing before God. I'm going to put a pastor pause right there. I was having a conversation with some of our member friends. We were going to the March for Jesus in Schenectady yesterday. It was amazing. It was a blast. It was powerful. It was beautiful. The dark clouds gathered as we were assembling. The senators were there. Police were there. You know, just, and the senator was playing basketball as we processed through the street with kids that were playing on the street. And, you know, it was just a beautiful outpouring, the singing, the prayers, the praise. Oh, I'm so excited. It makes me excited for our march in September here in Columbia County. Hallelujah. But we were having this conversation on our way to the march anyway. And we were talking about, you know, how we have evolved, how God's relationship with us evolves, how he reveals himself and his revelation of himself to us evolves. And so we're not, as Christian people in many places, some people still do, but we're not as bogged down about, you know, whether women wear makeup or whether they wear earrings or whether they wear, you know, long skirts or blouses with collars up to their neck and sleeves to their wrist. And, you know, we're not bogged down by that stuff anymore. You know, Christians go to Red Lobster after church on Sunday. We're not bogged down with whether we eat lobster, whether we eat shrimp, you know, some of the dietary codes in the Old Testament that were put there because there were things in those things that would kill people. But now we have pasteurization. Now we have refrigeration. Now we have all kinds of things to kill the things that were going to kill us when God gave those codes, right? So anyway, you know, I was reading this today. I said, yes, this is just what we were talking about, okay? Paul invites us to do something with our own faith, make it our own, the way we express it. And he rejects the attempts to earn right standing before God with all these outward things and superficial things and things that we do with wrong motive to be seen or to impress people or to impress God. How are we going to impress God? Paul instead teaches us to embrace the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. Here we go again. The gift of forgiveness and redemption transforms our motivation and goals. We receive God's forgiveness by faith. We believe that God said what he said, and it's true. If you confess your sins to me, I am faithful to forgive you. 2 Chronicles 7:14, he says, if my people called by my name will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways and pray, I will forgive their sin. I will heal their land. I mean, he just tells us so many times that, you know, he wants to forgive us and cleanse us from all of his unrighteousness. But, you know, we have to receive that and believe that by faith, by trusting God and taking God at his word concerning things. Says the gift of forgiveness and redemption transforms. Redemption, beloved, that is that God has saved us from sin, saved us from error, saved us from evil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Sin, rebellion towards God. I know I shouldn't do it, but I'm going to do it anyhow. I know I shouldn't do it, but I want to do it anyhow. Come on. And God will deliver us from that. Hallelujah. And when we do something that is rebelling against God, is not pleasing to God, we know our moral codes, our ethical codes, our legal codes, and we just want to do anything and forget all of that stuff. He removes that from us. Hallelujah. And when we do make a mistake, when we error, or when evil tricks us or traps us, he'll deliver us from that too. Hallelujah. Redemption, beloved. Amen. And we get redeemed by faith. Hallelujah. Oh, my whole family's like this. I'm like that. I'm going to be like that. I'm going to die like that. No, you don't have to if you don't want to. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Because it's a unique situation. Your relationship with God is you and him. Don't matter what mama said or what mama didn't do. Don't matter what daddy did or what he didn't say. Hallelujah. You focus on that relationship, that redemption of the power of the love of God through his son, Jesus Christ, who redeemed us, paid the penalty, cleared the debt that we owe to God because of our sin to get free of it. Hallelujah. When you do something against the law, and if it's something that requires bail, you got to pay that bail before you can get set free. Come on here, somebody. Amen. When we do things that are rebellion against God, when we sin against God, and when we sin against man, we're sinning against God, he will pay that debt for us. Hallelujah. He will send us free from the power of the remembrance, the sin of it, the shame of it, the guilt of it. Redemption, beloved. Hallelujah. He says, amen, that this faith gives us the ability to accept, believe, and receive the gift of forgiveness and redemption that transforms our motivation and our goals. Beloved, transformed and redeemed people, they don't understand us. Hallelujah. But the Bible said that Christians, we're supposed to be peculiar people. We are a chosen generation, a holy nation. Everybody ain't going to get that our motives aren't the same as theirs. Okay, you know, amen. A dollar bill and, you know, all about the Benjamins and all that kind of stuff. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, now the Bible do say money satisfies all things. I'm not anti-money. But, you know, we can't serve God and the God of money. Hallelujah. So God will transform our motivation and our goals. We become more giving of our time, more giving of our talent, more giving of our treasures to improve the lives of other people, to represent and reflect the values and the mission of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He said, I press on and I take hold for that which Christ Jesus took hold of me, that you and I, we could come into the knowledge of the saving grace of God through faith, through believing. Hallelujah. It's a gift, beloved. And listen, all of us now have this seed of faith that is planted inside of us. Hallelujah. But do we feed it? Do we help it to grow? Do we nurture it so that it becomes good seed and root and make fruit in our lives? That is the question. Hallelujah. The word is make it your own, dog. Hallelujah. Not talking about what religious faith you are, talking about faith in God. Hallelujah. Not talking about do you believe various doctrines and various traditions and various rituals and the power thereof. No, I'm talking about, do you believe God, the faith that we have in God, the forgiveness of God, the redeeming power of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm excited about faith, beloved, and I can make it my own. People tell me, you don't sound like no preacher. You don't look like no preacher. Sometimes they say, you don't act like no preacher. Well, listen, it's a unique thing. Hallelujah. We're all individuals. Don't put us in a box. Come on, we're not cookie cuttered. Hallelujah. But what God desires that we would learn how to make our faith our own. The Day Hour of Music was various people who have come to know God, from old time gospel to inspiration to rock. Hallelujah. Talking about faith and keeping the faith, the challenge of going through things that God had brought man through before. He'll bring us through again. There have been floods before. There have been fires before. There's been murders before. There's been death before. And guess what? He has brought us through. We have those things, not because God don't care, but because the devil's out there. Come on here, somebody. But we got victory over him too. Hallelujah. But we have to believe God. Listen, Hebrews 11 and 6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. You got to believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Ah, beloved, make it your own, dog. Hallelujah. It's all about faith. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm going to move on to the next song. Hallelujah. Leave you with the word and leave you with faith. So praise be to God. We're going to continue, and after that, I will be back for my closing comments. Right now, we got Mr. Andre Couch featuring Kim Burrell with Faith and What Faith Can Do by Cutlass. Listen and be blessed.
To please the Lord, to please the Lord. Without faith, it's just impossible to please the Lord, to please the Lord. Faith that can move mountains, faith that can calm the raging sea, oh, faith that believes in Jesus, faith that sets the captive free. Please the Lord, without faith, it's just impossible to please the Lord, to please the Lord. Faith that can move mountains, faith that believes in Jesus.
Yes, beloved. We all need faith. Hallelujah. Faith will move mountains. Maybe a shovel at a time. Maybe they just tumble down. God knows the way. God knows best. He's up to something great. Just takes faith. All right. Doesn't mean it's always going to happen the way we say it could or should. Faith means I trust God regardless. And we believe God for the outcome that's going to work in our favor and for our good in the long run. That's why you can't quit in the dip. You can take a mess and make a miracle, a tragedy, and turn it into triumph. This is the God we serve. Amen. Amen. Well, beloved, this is Pastor Kim, and it's been a blessing to be here with you again. And we look forward to coming into the eighth month of the year on tomorrow, August 1st. So we pray blessings upon you for the month of August. Pray that you position yourself to believe and receive the blessings that God wants to bestow upon you. I ask you, Lord, to just bless the listeners under the sound of my voice. Draw those who are far off even closer, Lord. Keep those, oh God, who are being kept, Lord. Let no evil come overtake. Lord, I just thank you for your Son and our Savior. I thank you for the grace and the gift of forgiveness and redemption. I thank you for the blessing of the Holy Spirit and for faith. Oh, Lord, have your way. Bless as only you can. In Jesus' name, we remember our brothers and sisters in war-torn countries. We remember those who are in our country, Lord, who are going through the floods, the fires. We remember those who are sick and afflicted. Oh, God, we remember them, the less fortunate, God. And we pray, oh, God, and we remember even the wealthy, oh, God. For, Lord, truly, if the wealthy would live a little more simply, then the others could simply live. Have your way and bless us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, beloved, happy birthday to Brother Trevor, Mr. Randall Martin's son, celebrating his 30th birthday and 30 years introduced into fatherhood. A good father you are, Randall, I must say. God bless you. A role model for fathers today. We got one more song for you all, beloved. And happy birthday to all you July babies on the last day of July. And to you August babies, because when we come back, we'll be in the month of August, a good 7 days. Happy birthday to all of you. What faith can do, Cutlass. We're going to leave on that note. Remember, no matter how great a day, don't quit in the dip. The sun is still there. There's a bright side somewhere. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, saying God loves you, and I do too. Wait, what faith can do, Cutlass.
Find the strength to rise from the ashes and make a new beginning. Anyone can feel the ache. You think it's more than you can take, but you're stronger, stronger than you know. Don't you give up now. The sun will soon be shining. Good.